Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Monday morning, and slept in a little late today because I had a very busy weekend. My daughter didn't have to be in until later on today. She's actually been in after school for the last couple of weeks, or preschool, after school. It's called SFO here. And it's kind of a thing where you know, it's where the kids go before and after school to do activities, and then they do their lessons. And then they go back to the after-school program until the parents can come and pick them up. So she's actually been in the after-school program for the last 2 weeks. But tomorrow, we have to get up very early, make sure she is there for 8 o'clock, because school lessons start for the first time tomorrow at 8:15. So it's going to be very exciting tomorrow. And I just wanted to share a thought with you. I'm actually downtown now. I got a dentist appointment in about 15 minutes. And there's a thing going on here in Aarhus very soon called Festival Week. It's called Festival Week Aarhus. If you Google that, you'll be able to find a lot of information about it. They do it every year. It's a huge cultural event here in Aarhus, always at the end of the summer. And I can see, now that I'm downtown, that there's a lot of preparations for it going on. They're starting to build, you know, a lot of the stands and you know, the whole town seems to be getting ready for Festival Week very soon. I can't remember the exact dates this year, but it's in the next couple of weeks, I think. But they're actually really starting all the preparations now. And as I've been walking around looking at the preparations, the one thing that occurs to me is this Festival Week here at Aarhus is a huge event. It's there's a lot that goes on, and they do a lot of audio and video and media stuff. But if we were to look at the event from a pure transmedia point of view, then what should be happening is I'm standing down here now, and I'm actually standing here watching workmen start to build stuff. And there's no cameras here. There's no documentation. There's nothing to show all these preparations that are going on. And if we were to translate that to Festival Week becoming a transmedia project, so to speak, so more stuff going out online rather than just a few photos and tweets and a Facebook page, but actually kind of sharing the whole event from beginning right through to the end, where they pack the whole thing down and clean up after themselves, then this all should be going on now, right? Because one of the things that Transmedia does is that I'm interested in seeing how they prepare for Festival Week. I'm interested in how, for example, I can see them building a huge stage right now, right outside the cathedral right here in the centre of Aarhus. And there's nothing here to document that. I'm here documenting it. I'm going to take a photo of it and put it with this boo. But what I find fascinating is that there's nothing else here to document that whole process. Even just a time-lapse camera, something, to turn Festival Week into a true kind of transmedia project. One of the big lessons I learned from Julian Phillips, who was the guy who really switched me on to all this, was that you start as soon as possible. And it seems actually it could have been started way back when in the planning stages of all this, but certainly now when there's things starting to go on, things starting to get built, and the whole thing taking shape, that's an experience that I'd be interested in, and if I'm interested in it, then I know a lot of people would be. So, you know, to turn Festival Week into a true transmedia project where they share the whole experience of how they go about planning it, how they build the whole thing, all the backstage stuff that happens during the whole week, and then how they actually clean up after themselves when they pack the whole thing down. I'd love to see some audio, video, media all about that. And I'm sure you would too, because it's a massive event here in Aarhus, and it would do a lot to help promote the event, I think. Sharing how these people go about staging such a huge event in the centre of Aarhus each and every year. So that's just an observation, really, that if you're doing an event or something, there's an awful lot you can do transmedia-wise if you just start capturing it as soon as possible. And this is a fine example that there's things going on, things that people would be interested in seeing and sharing. There's people standing around the fence now, staring in at what's being built. That translates to doing it online. You know, people stand around building sites, staring in through the holes in there. They're curious. They want to see. You know, I even think on a lot of building sites now, they've made little kind of holes in the fence so people can peek through and see what's going on, because people are curious and they want to see what's happening. The same goes if you translate that into a transmedia project and an online project, that this should be being shared now, this whole process, right now, but it isn't. The only way it seems to be being shared is me standing here telling you about it. So maybe I'll get in contact with the people who run Festival Week, and it's too late for this year, maybe. But next year, who knows? Maybe I can inspire them and push them to start producing the event as a huge transmedia project.